Montgomery County Executive Matt Ausenfort delivered his 8th State of the County address this week. The Republican reflected on the sacrifices made over the last year. Ausenfort, in his address, reflected on those lost to COVID-19, including former Amsterdam firefighter Dave Swart. The Dave, behind the name of the Dave's Dogs food truck, Swart died of the virus in early April. Ausenfort recalled watching the funeral procession alongside the county's director of public and mental health, Sarah Barenko.
I was with Sarah. Both of us were crying. Following her husband's passing, Pam and her children, Becky, Jen, and Dave Jr., became part of the Montgomery County family, and now will forever be. Pam took to social media and referred to our public health director, Sarah, and the nurses as Sarah's soldiers. We had shirts made with those words on it for the staff. In the beginning, our nurses would call homes to talk about dealing with the virus, and people would actually hang up on them, or think it was a prank, or start screaming at them because they didn't believe the whole thing was real. The nurses experienced not only frustration, but anger, and at times verbal abuse. It was a constant back and forth from talking to a family member with a sick loved one to having somebody say, go scratch and stop bothering me. The shirts reminded them that they were doing meaningful work.
Ausenfort has held weekly briefings throughout the pandemic alongside Barenko and Montgomery County Sheriff Jeff Smith. The Republican said his greatest fear for the residents of the rural county is the pandemic's continued impacts on mental health.
At one point, we had more suicides than deaths from the virus. Our domestic violence cases have been on the rise. So have incidents requiring the sheriff's office to respond. Add in the challenges of students not being in school, where that may be the one decent meal they get all day, or the only situation where they can interact with a stable adult. We're seeing drug overdoses, alcoholism, violence, theft, and vandalism.
But Ausenfort also touted the growth that Montgomery County has seen despite the pandemic. Home to a cluster of regional distribution centers, development continues along the Route 5S corridor in Amsterdam. Commercial development is beginning to pick up along the Route 30 corridor as well. Though Ausenfort said the economic growth has pointed to the need for quality childcare, and many small business owners are continuing to struggle. The county is reviewing bids for development at the former Beechnut site in Canajoharie and using the tools it's developed over the years to remediate the brownfield to explore other projects in the region. A disc golf course at the Burbine Memorial Forest is already generating buzz despite not even being open yet. And Ausenfort also laid out a vision to stabilize and possibly restore the Schoharie Crossing Aqueduct to serve as a recreational and historic attraction and a potential destination on the Empire State Trail. With vaccine distribution now underway, county finances in good shape, and continued economic growth despite the challenges, Ausenfort embraced a term he admitted is often used to describe him.
I've often been called an optimist. I get that a lot, but it's a badge I wear proudly. And, you know, as I said earlier, the issues will last long after this pandemic is done. But I am so proud in the way we've handled it. And for the reasons today, really proud and excited and optimistic about our future.
For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.